The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
You can repeat the response in italics after me. May peace be with us
and with all the people of the world.
This is the time I was talking about just a moment ago. If you didn't bring a flower while we are singing, please feel free to come up and get one. Don't put your flowers in yet. Hold on to them. And we're going to sing, Come Sing a Song with Me. The lyrics will be on the screen. There are hymnals in the back if you wish. You can still at any point come up and get a flower. If you're like, oh, that was the point and I missed it, I need a flower. Just walk around, it's okay. Walk around, I walk around, you can walk around too. Flower communion is a specifically Unitarian Universalist holiday. It was created in 1923 by Unitarian minister Norbert Čapek of Prague, Czechoslovakia at that time. It is an annual ritual that celebrates beauty, human uniqueness, diversity, and community. At first Catholic and then Baptist minister Norbert Čapek and his family had to flee Europe to flee persecution in 1914. He and his wife Maya joined a Unitarian church in New Jersey in 1921 for the same reason that a lot of you may have joined here and the same reason that my parents came to Unitarian Universalism. Because their children like the religious education program. So that's the power of our Sunday school teachers or our religious education program. That's the power that the youth have. There we go, yeah. It brings people into this free and loving faith. When World War I ended and Czechoslovakia was now independent, the family returned and Norbert brought Unitarianism with him from New Jersey to Czechoslovakia. His Unitarian Church in Prague was the Prague Liberal Religious Fellowship, and in just 20 years, his church had 3,200 members.
Wow.
Now, that history has not stayed because World War II happened after that. Norbert found that the traditional Christian communion service of bread and wine wouldn't meet the needs of his congregation because his church, like ours, had people who believed different things. Čapek turned to the beauty of the countryside, the beauty of flowers, and in 1923 he developed the flower communion ceremony. He asked his congregants to bring a flower to church from their gardens, their fields, the roadside. He invited each person to place their flower in a vase, and there's a church community, no less unique for being united. Following the service, each person could take a flower from the vase, a different one than the one they had brought. In 1942, the Nazis arrested Čapek, accusing him of listening to foreign broadcasts, and sent him to Dachau, concentration camp. Even in starvation and torture, even through starvation and torture in the Dachau concentration camp, he held a flower ceremony with his prisoners, finding whatever flowers they could among the weeds of the camp. They testified to a beauty larger than themselves and a love that would outlive them. The Nazis killed Norbert Čapek, but his spirit, his courage, and his commitment live on today. Those qualities have passed now to us to make them real. And what we are about to do is not a historical reenactment of something over and done. It's an affirmation of our continuity with the generations of struggle for ever widening liberty. This flower ceremony is a gentle fierceness which proclaims that in the midst of sinister days, there is always the light of beauty. Today, we celebrate this ritual of solemnity, of joy. And as Čapek asked his people to bring a flower and celebrate beauty, so shall we. Let us now join in a creation of our communal bouquet. Take a moment to think about all those things which make you up. Everything which creates you, the individuality, the strengths, weaknesses, the faults, your accomplishments, and hold yourself in care, just as you hold your flower in care. Recognize the beauty that you have inside of you, the beauty that you bring to the world, for you do bring beauty into the world. Yes, you, and you, I could say that for every, yes, even you, you bring beauty to the world. Your beauty shines out from your soul. It radiates through the love you show to yourself, you show to others. Let all of that, let all of you feel that affirmation, that love of beauty. Hold yourself in care and in awe. Hold your flower in care and in awe. For those of you at home, continue to hold on to this feeling of worth, of beauty, and think of sharing it with others, with those far away, with those nearby. You may reach out to your camera to virtually share your flower. For those of you in the sanctuary, when you are ready, and we're going to have some music, you can bring forward your flower to share here on our altar as we listen to a hymn written by Norbert Čapek. It's number 8 in your hymnal if you want to read along, Mother Spirit, Father Spirit. So we'll listen to music and create our bouquet together.
Where are you? In the sky, song is
give you what to call you. What am I? Many drops are in the ocean, deep and wide. Sunlight bounces off the ripples to the sky. What to give you? What to call you? Time flies from me, what is time? Dreams eternal, fears infernal haunt my heart. What to give you, what to call you, oh my God? Mother Spirit, Father Spirit, take our hearts. Take our breath and let our voices sing our parts. Take our hands and let us work to shape our art.
There is some pain and sadness in the story of Flower Communion. Hence why we enter into our service with mindfulness, with solemnity. Sadness in its very essence, in the fact that such a service is necessary. That we need to stop and take time and say, you are beautiful. You are valuable. You are worthy of love. Over 100 years ago, this message of love was necessary. In Dachau, this message of universal love was necessary. In 2024, we still need to hear that we have value, that we are worthy of love. I could point to the political climate of us versus them, no matter who your us is and who the them is. The polarization in our culture, the fact that we can't always be our full selves when we walk out these doors. There are times when, and places where, having pride about our true selves is not welcome and possibly not safe. Right? Happy Pride Month, by the way. It's June. Happy Pride. A time set aside to specifically focus on feeling pride about ourselves without shame. Flower Communion happening in Pride Month is a wonderful coincidence. When we look to the beauty of ourselves, we look to the beauty of those around us. Last Sunday, when I'm not here, sometimes I go to other church services. Last Sunday, I went to a Catholic Mass with a friend and her family. And Catholicism is a wonderful religion. It's steeped in tradition and custom, focused on reaching out with love to others. And at Mass last week, we had communion, a ritual focused on believers taking the divine into their own bodies and lives. We don't do communion the same way, but Unitarian Universalism, having its roots and some of its roots from Christianity, has adopted some forms of communion, right? We have our flower communion today, where we share the beauty of our natural world, that we share the beauty of each other and ourselves joined together. After the summer, we have our water communion, our ingathering. We share our experiences from the summer or from the whole year, bringing with us symbolic or actual water from where we have been. So don't forget your little water for September 8th. And here at Thomas Paine, we hold a second Sunday potluck, a communion in its own right, where we share in the feast of this community. So stay after service for that communion too. Now, one major difference, if you didn't know this, there are some differences between how Catholics do communion and what I just named here. And one major difference is who is invited to the altar. For Catholics, it's an explicitly internal ceremony. Only those who are members of the faith can take part. For Unitarian Universalists, it's explicitly open, explicitly invitational, right? People who have signed our membership book may take part. People who have been coming for decades and never signed may take part. You come in for the first time ever and you're like, what is Unitarian Universalism? You are welcome to the altar of life and the altar of our worship service, right? You are all welcome. As we try and we strive to celebrate all of who you are and all of you. We want to know your individual bloom. We want to see your petals stretched out to the sun. We want to have you join us for lunch after the service. You are welcome at our communions, our feasts for the body, our feasts for the soul. And what we do in service is an embodiment of our faith. We bring our whole selves. We watch as others bring their whole selves too. We watch in awe as the person next to us shares their beauty, so different from our own beauty. These blooms gathered together are each of us, our hearts, our pains, our smells, our seeds, our stalks, our colors, the prickly pieces, the tender spots. What a bouquet of people we are. As we reflect on our own beauty and the beauty of our neighbor, I'm going to ask that we bless these flowers with our well wishes, but also with joy, with celebration. In the next few moments, please call out any word or phrase or idea with which you want to bless this community, this bouquet, and online, feel free to use that chat and we'll have those shouted out too. Generosity, joy, peace,
compassion,
generosity,
love,
well-being,
kindness,
joy,
acceptance,
compassion,
empathy,
inclusion,
diversity,
kindness,
acceptance.
With all those blessings, with all the blessings we have in our heart, we bless these flowers, we bless our bouquet, we bless our bouquet.
Matters of the heart. We bring our whole selves each and every week. That is one of our religious imperatives, that we bring the hurting, the celebrating, the joyous, and the heartache. We are called to be ourselves completely, while also allowing others to be themselves completely. Each week we take time to specifically recognize this part of our faith by sharing from deep within those joys and sorrows which bloom out and must be shared with our community. This is that time. What new blooms do you feel coming? If you are so moved, please come forward, introduce yourself, and speak briefly into the microphone. For those joining us online, you may raise your physical or virtual hand, and you will also be able to share. Come, let us listen to one another.
Hold my hope, hold my trembling, hold my heart, teach me to be loved. Hold my hope, hold my trembling.
Can bring this time to a close, and as we often do, we will sing Spirit of Life. The words will appear on the screen at the front of the sanctuary or on your device at home, and it will be performed by our very own Christine Perry.
Linda and I are going to share a prayer with you in two voices. So please join us for a time of reflection and prayer. We all have those days of no flowers, just weeds. You know the kind I mean, the days when the damn sermon, report, presentation will not manifest, and we sit in despair at the keyboard, dramatically clutching our heads, if not wailing and gnashing our teeth. The days when the baby cries or the cell phone goes off, just at the most carefully crafted part of our sermons. And we know we can't go back and repeat those dear words because that would seem just a little self-involved.
The days of too many meetings after nights of not enough sleep, the days of failed canvases or fundraising drives or devolving battles we stupidly stick ourselves into so we then must clumsily attempt to extract ourselves.
The days when the people we serve are snarky and we snark right back. The days when they behave badly and we dread pointing it out. The days of fearfully taking bold stances, speaking out truth to those who have the power to fire us, our hearts beating wildly while we attempt to appear calm.
The days when we behave badly and others rightfully are shocked. The days of our own mistakes that we cannot admit to ourselves, and the days we can admit our own faults. The days of criticism we take too much to heart, ignoring all previous and future praise.
The days when we simply cannot summon compassion for those who push our buttons, no matter how hard we try to do so. The days when our favorite congregants or clients, which we all hate to admit having, and move away, and we want to pack our bags and move with them, or at least wail and wave kerchiefs from the curb.
Worse yet are the days when those beloved people become ill, or when we watch them die and have to hold ourselves up or together, enough to support their grieving family. We all know those days of no flowers in our ministries, when the weeds rise up and choke out the beauty.
But then there are the days of more flowers than the vases can hold. You know those days, the days when the sermon or report or presentation flows swiftly from your fingertips. When you deliver it, people cry, or perhaps a thoughtful silence wraps you up with them in a holy moment of connection. Better yet, the days when you think your efforts produce nothing special or only dross, but somehow people thank you anyway, and you know that grace has happened through your clumsy tappings.
The days of fun and productive meetings, where creativity is queen and much is accomplished in loving and thoughtful ways. Nights of long sleep and good dreams of better canvases or fundraisers yet to come, with budget surpluses, or at least lower than expected costs.
The days when people treat one another as gently and reverently as the husband in the poem, even when someone is snarky, even if it is you. The days when someone else speaks your truth before you can, so you do not have to do it and can merely nod. The days when you can take criticism with a grain of salt, and praise and positive feedback with a thankful, open hand.
The days when exactly the right thought, word, or action occurs to you at exactly the right moment, and you think it or say it or do it, and you witness something opening up inside you or in another person or in the garden spaces between you, so that compassion flows in and floundering relationships flourish.
The days when wonderful new members or clients come to you and you watch them and their lives unfolding, blooming into treasures you can keep and hold forever in your heart. The days when illness does not diminish those we love, and death does not defeat those who love them. When people take the lead of adversity and in the alchemical places of their hearts transform them into the gold of wisdom, courage, and kindness.
The days when colleagues come together and share the heartbreaking difficulty and the heartbreaking joy of this work. When we watch as each other unfold and bloom into our ministries, bringing treasures to congregants and clients as well as to our fellowship.
These are the holy days of too many flowers for any vase to hold. May this be a day of too many flowers for you. And in the coming weeks and months, may such days grow in number and frequency for each of us.
In the hours of our working and our resting, of our going out and our coming in, may we rejoice in the abundance of our blessings. So may it be.
Amen. Thank you, Linda.
This is a short reading of words by Norbert Chopic. Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us, amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts, to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of the most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of another's talents discourage us or sully our relationship, but may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. Going to have a hymn, 318, We Would Be One, during which time you'll be asked to come up and take a flower, a different one than the one you brought.
Thank you, Preston. It is now time to share in our communion, our flower communion. I ask that as you approach the altar and communion vases, you do so mindfully, reverently, with a sense of how important it is for each of us to address our world and one another with gentleness, with justice, with love. I ask that you select a different flower from the one you brought today, and select a flower even if you did not bring one. That is okay. And when you take your chosen flower, note its particular shape, its particular beauty, and handle that flower carefully. It is the gift that someone else has brought to this community. It represents that person's unique humanity and deserves your kindest touch. I know we have extra flowers, so if you have someone in your life who cannot make it today, please take an extra flower for them also. And for those of you at home, reach out, feel the presence of us with you and you with us, that we are connected through technology. And although we cannot exchange physical flowers, we can exchange connection and care from afar. Maybe later today or later this week, you can take a moment to pick a different flower than the one you had this morning, to bring it into your household, to remember and remind you of your beauty and your worthiness and your connection to this community. So let us now share in this holy ritual of uniqueness and commonality as we hear the hymn, and you may sing along also, We Would Be One.
To that I call the Son.
as we part ways, we hold in our hearts and in our hands the spirit of these flames. We hold in our hands a very symbol of the connection and the love we have found here. In beauty I walk. With beauty before me I walk. With beauty behind me I walk. With beauty above me I walk. With beauty around me I walk. It has become beauty again. Amen and blessed be.